Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 10 to 12. Stand up against society's oppression of the poor. We read in Isaiah chapter 10 verses 1 to 3 like this. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of punishment and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? As the prophet Isaiah announces the wrath of God against many unrighteous deeds of the Israelites, he points out God's displeasure against those leaders who had robbed the needy, oppressed the poor, and had passed unjust laws that took advantage of the weak and the helpless segments of their society. God would surely punish those rich and powerful rulers in such a manner that they would vainly try to seek help, as the riches would be stripped away on God's day of reckoning against them. When God's judgment would fall upon them, they would lose all the wealth that they had gained through graft and extortion from the poor. As a spiritual application for us today, we should think twice before taking the same attitude against the poor in our society. Many times the rich and powerful can twist the laws of the land to oppress the poor and powerless. And if that happens, we should stand up against the unjust laws and regulations that are passed against the downtrodden segment of our society. In fact, we should stand for social justice in many areas such as housing, lending practices, zoning laws, education, jobs, crime prevention, the courts, the prisons, rezoning, creation of political districts, voting, and many more. The Word in Life Study Bible has proposed two principles that emerge in particular from Isaiah's warning in this passage. First, God pays attention to what societies do to the poor. God calls it robbery when policymakers decree unrighteous decrees that rob the needy of justice. Second, God promises to bring justice to the poor and to judge those who mistreat the poor. God is a God of justice and He promises a day of punishment for the unjust. When the dust settles down finally, the poor are raised up while the rich are brought low. In light of how God is for justice and righteousness, we should pay close attention to the legal, regulatory, and social systems that are part of our local, state, and national governments. If the facts play out, we should be bold enough to stand up against the society's oppression of the poor among us. Remember, what will you do in the day of punishment is a question we must all answer. We should show genuine piety and reach out to help those who cannot help themselves, which is the essence of pure religion.